national VA that comes into play first when we talk about veterans issues. Jim Whaley, the CEO of Mission Roll Call. Jim, let's get right to it, because there are many issues, as I said, going to break in the last hour, and I'm sure you echo the same. I can't stand it when veterans are used as political props, when what we need is proper policy.
Well, David, first of all, thank you for the invitation to the show, and thank you for all that you're doing to bring this to the attention of the American people. Veterans issues are important to our country. Veterans make up the fabric of our country. They contributed to its health and welfare since its founding. Right now, veterans are challenged with a number of things. One is health care access. The other is benefits. We all know about veteran homelessness and suicide. So these are significant issues that should play a role in the upcoming election.
Well, let's go through the polling on some of these issues. Veteran benefits, what issue do you feel is most important, the veterans issues during the, and what veterans want to hear during the presidential election year, where we are now? Veterans benefits, 28.26%, that's at the top. Healthcare access, unemployment, 0.03, healthcare access, 24.42, veteran suicide, 16.13, veteran homelessness, 24.73. So it crosses the range, even food insecurity in there at 0.03%. Healthcare access, suicide support, and homelessness. They go together and overlap all too often, because the lack of one can support or be a detriment and cause other factors.
No doubt. I mean, this starts right when a service member transitions to civilian life. And that process has not gotten better since the time I retired from the Army in 2004. That really sets up a veteran for success or not. So you can imagine you leave something that has defined you, right? You're part of something bigger than yourself. You're with folks that support you. You work as a team. You've overcome obstacles. In many cases, they face death together, and now they're pulled back, or they retire, or they leave the service, and they no longer have that that North Star, so to speak, that helps them to be part of something bigger than themselves, and they've lost their team, and now they have the challenge of trying to find employment. And it's not just employment. 60% of veterans change jobs their first year, because they go into a job that's just a job. So that's why at Mission Roll Call, we're helping our veterans follow what we call service to service. We know what guides veterans from the day they join the service to the day they leave the service and beyond, is they want to contribute to society. They want to play a role in coaching youth, on supporting others, on being part of an organization that is doing good and for their community. And so that's important. And when you look at these numbers, it's clear that health care access and benefits is very important, remains important. You know, we have about 18 million veterans in our country, David. Half of those are not associated with a veteran support organization, and they're not even enrolled in the VA. So that's why our organization plays such an important role, because we know that 50% of veterans' voices are being heard in D.C., and that's why we are here. We are the voice of the American veteran. We make it easy for them through polls and through social media and technology for their voices to be heard.
You know, what do you think, and certainly it's not just one policy change, but sometimes a seed change or one or two key ideas can move the ball forward to address a number of these issues. And you, again, you do a lot of polling on this. You determine the need. You try to, as you are here, educate people on those needs. And we're going to hear from the parties and the candidates from now till November. What seat change would be necessary? And do you actually expect this to happen between now and November, for that matter?
Well, I don't expect a seat change between now and November. Our hope is that through this polling that we can bring to the American people the awareness of veterans, their plight, but also what they bring to the table. So to answer your question, I think there's a couple of things that can significantly change. One is the VA needs